William Morrow and Harper Audio present Vow of Revenge, a novel by P. Rain, performed by Lance Greenfield and Meg Sylvan.
Chapter 1. Mirabella. Nothing ruins a perfect day like your dead fiancé showing up in the middle of your first college class. I don't pay attention when someone knocks on the door, but when all my classmates gasp, my curiosity peaks and I look up from my papers toward the open classroom door. My jaw falls open, and I do a double take, blinking. Marcello Costa stands in the doorway, alive. Marcello Costa, the man who was to be the head of the Costa crime family. Marcello Costa, the man my father arranged for me to marry. Marcello Costa, the man who was buried 3 months ago. A little toddler tantrum voice screams in my head, "Damn it to hell, he's going to ruin everything." "Can I help you?" Professor Edwards tilts her head down to look at Marcello from above the rim of her glasses.
"Marcello Costa, late transfer."
He breaks the distance with his usual confident air and hands her a note. I swear all the girls track his movements, each one growing a little wetter between her thighs. There's no denying Marcello Costa is the most stunning specimen most will ever see in person. I'm reeling from shock when he turns and meets my gaze, until his stupid, cocky smirk spreads across his face, replacing my shock with annoyance. Sophia whips her head in my direction. "What the hell is he doing here?" The horrified expression on my best friend's face probably matches mine. She knows exactly what this means for me. Marcello's resurrection threatens my very presence at the Sicuro Academy. Before he was killed, I was expected to marry him and be the dutiful mafia wife. Stay at home, pop out a few kids, crossing my fingers they're boys, while he went out and did whatever or whoever he wished. Fuck that. I'm more than a piece of arm candy at church on Sundays and holidays. I have just as much to offer the family business as any of the guys sitting in this classroom. Sicuro Academy was a boys-only school until 5 years ago. But even now that girls are allowed to attend, we still need the permission of our fathers or husbands to do so. Basically, the patriarchy decides if we're allowed to make more of ourselves than being a wife or mother. And during the little get-together in which our families made our betrothal official last spring, Marcello made it very clear he wants a good little wife at home. Heaven forbid that we learn how to launder money or win in a street fight or hack computers and make bombs like the guys do when they're here. Why would we want the opportunity to move up the ranks like the guys when we're not even in the ranks to begin with? It's infuriating. "Take a seat," Professor Edwards says. Marcello scans the classroom, ignoring the only empty seat. Instead, he walks down the aisle and stops at the desk beside me.
"Get out,"
he demands of the guy sitting there. I've only been on campus for a few days, so I don't know the guy's name. But from his bright red hair, I'd bet he's part of the Irish mafia. The guy stares Marcello down, presumably deciding whether Marcello is worth taking on. If he asked any of us from the East Coast, we'd tell him hell no. Marcello Costa is one mean motherfucker, and though he might not be able to make the guy pay right now, here in this classroom or even on this campus, he'd figure out a way in due time. Irish boy seems to figure this out too, because he scurries to pack up his things and moves to the empty desk a few rows over. Marcello slides into the empty seat and looks at me, his dark eyes intense.
"Ciao, fidanzata."
He's lucky the Sicuro Academy is considered neutral ground. Otherwise, I'd likely leap over this desk and strangle him to death. Everyone else in class turns their attention back to Professor Edwards when they see us in a stare-off. No one wants to be on Marcello's bad side. But I don't care.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?